Radio Network.
The Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, the supporters, the station you're listening to. They're my views, and today they're going to be the views, at least for this hour, of Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And Dr. Cuddy, of course, has taught at the university level, was in the Department of Education during the Reagan administration, has testified before Congress, is certainly a prolific writer, and you'll find his weekly articles at newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. I suggest you go there and not only read the recent ones, but pull all of them down and put them into binders, because they are a great source of information and documentation that you will want to have as you try to talk to others about the events that are unfolding today. Well, we do carry, and we'll tell you later on, some of the books that we carry that Dr. Cuddy has written, and some of the things we hope to one day get back in print as soon as Paul Walters of News Reviews and I can get our heads together. But right now, let's get to Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Hi, Dr. Cuddy. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. How are you?
I'm doing as well as I can under the terrible circumstances. And because we have so much to be thankful for, we say that with tongue in cheek. We know the Lord, and that, of course, is what sustains us in these times. So we're going to be talking about your latest article up there at News with Views. So why don't you pick up the story?
Okay. The way I begin this particular article is with an update from my last week's article, which I'll just spend about 30 seconds on. Basically, it was an article dealing with Christian morality. And to make a long story short, Harry Potter's last book just came out, and a lot of people, including a lot of Christians, are buying that thing up. And I've been talking to some of them, and without getting into a big debate with them about, one of them would say, well, I don't think I'll become a witch if I see, you know, this movie or read that Harry Potter book or something. I found it useful just to cut right to the chase and say, look, whether it's a Harry Potter book, a James Bond movie, a sitcom, a soap opera, whatever, it's just a good rule of thumb to ask yourself, what would Jesus say about you doing that? And, of course, this particular person didn't want to get into that because the answer was obvious. But it is. It's just a good rule of thumb whenever you're deciding to own a book or TV show or whatever to read to ask yourself that question. In fact, my mother made this little card that sits over by the TV saying, would Jesus watch this television program with me? And it's really a good guidepost. Now, the article I've done this week is about Javier Solana and the larger plan. And basically, it's a pickup on Constance Cumby's excellent News with Views article on June the 17th, about a month or so ago. And I'm not revisiting her article, but what I'm doing is showing how what she was saying about Javier Solana and others fits into a larger plan. And that goes along with what I've constantly remind listeners to be aware of. It's okay to look at things as they're presented to you by the news media, you know, the sort of logical surface picture. But many times things like that just don't seem to make sense. You know, you can't figure it out. Why would somebody or some group or some nation be doing that? It's, you know, it's ridiculous. But then when you start to look at it as part of the power elite's larger plan moving us towards a world government, it does suddenly seem to make sense. As I mentioned in a number of articles before, Cecil Rhodes, had a secret society of the elect, and we'll pick up after the break.
All right, fine. Because Cecil Rhodes is one of the primary architects of what's going on here. Certainly that old adage that, you know, that you'll find in the Rhodes Memorial, they have the immense and brooding spirit still so conquer and control. Living he was the land, and dead his soul shall be her soul.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks. Dirty bombs. Fallout. Biological attack. Anthrax. And to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Dr. Dennis Kenny, and he is talking about Javier Solana. But you can't put Javier Solana out there unless you understand the background of this move towards world government, as it is apparent today. And of course, you can't understand the move towards government or the Council on Foreign Relations or certainly this move by a very small number of people to control both political parties, the CIA and the foundations and the presidency. You can't understand any of that unless you understand Cecil John Rhodes. And so Dennis, pick the story up.
Sure. In Constance's article, she mentioned Javier Solana, Canada, and some other elements, and that's what I'm picking up on. And the reason I'm mentioning Cecil Rhodes is I've said before about his Society of the Elect to take the government of the whole world, and I won't go through all that again, but the important point is Canadian, he had groups, you know, in Germany, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, there was part of this effort, and one of the Canadians was a P.E., Percy Corbett. He was a member of that. In his book, Post-War Worlds, in 1942, he described how their plan would come about, and basically it is they get this world government by linking regional arrangements that would involve trade, investment, and other things, migration as well. Migration is a big issue today. And after World War II, a lot of Rhodes Scholars would literally pack the Canadian government, the External Affairs Division, where Lester Pearson was in charge. And Lester had a great deal to do with President Truman's firing of U.S. General Douglas MacArthur. I put that in my Secret Records Reveal book. Most people don't know that, but he did. And it was really because MacArthur had displeased both Canada and Britain by his efforts to actually win the Korean War, you know, to actually try to win a war. And so Canada has played a big part in this. Constance began her article by stating, in March of 95, there was a near shooting war between Spain and Canada. And this is where she gets into Solana and his, what she called his big plans involving, quote, mutually advantageous trading terms over the area's resources leading to a Mediterranean free trade zone by 2010. Now, if you look at that just at face value, you say, aha. Uh-huh. But what you have to understand is when the power elite looks at things, they say, now how do we get from point A to point B? To accomplish that, what they had to do, and most people don't understand this, is we'll get rid of Yugoslavia's Serbian leader named Slobodan Milosevic. He was standing in the way of linking the European Union's trade corridor down to the Mediterranean and this Mediterranean regional arrangement because his conflict that was going on, you remember, Croatia, Kosovo, Bosnia, all of that, the Balkan areas. Well, at the time, back in 95, the Washington Post's nationally syndicated columnist William Raspberry called me up and interviewed me on this subject, December 18th, 95, his article. And in there he says, quote, Cuddy says he is tempted, that's myself, more and more to look for economic explanations for what seems otherwise inexplicable. See, there's that unexplained, doesn't make sense thing. Cuddy notes that the United States is now involved in negotiating a transatlantic free trade agreement with Europe, end quote. And I go on myself to explain, in June of 95, same period, Secretary of State Warren Christopher had announced regarding this transatlantic free trade area, quote, and most, you know, you look at the Washington Post, most places didn't have this. He said, this is Warren Christopher, he said, quote, we intend to give it serious study it deserves with its considerations, considerable potential to form an element of our overall strategy. The long-term objective is the integration of the economies of North America and Europe consistent with the World Trade Organization, end quote. Now, you know, if that had received more publicity, you could see the reaction of a lot of Americans. I mean, what we're going to integrate our economies? You mean we're going to be joined at the hip with all of the nations of Europe, rich and poor, consistent with the World Trade Organization? But see, that didn't get much play in the press. So that's you have to look for these key elements. Constance goes on in the article and refers to Solana chairing what's called the Transatlantic Alliance. And in my June 12th of last year News with Views column called Global Integration, I spelled out the details of this new transatlantic agenda. Not only did it involve education, they were going to, you know, have portability of academic credits, you could go from here over to Brussels and whatever, but the agenda stated further that, quote, governments also are obliged to adapt their economic training and social welfare programs. So this is, you know, this is just economics. Now, back to Raspberry's column where he's interviewing me, he says, quote, Cuddy points out that the Croatian president, Franjo Tudjman, at last month's, now this is back in 95, last month's signing in Dayton, said he believed the agreements regarding the Balkan conflict and involving NATO forces, quote, would result in lasting peace and create conditions necessary for the establishment of a new international order in this part of the world. Raspberry goes on and says, that's tantalizingly close to the dreaded phrase, New World Order, which has become something of a bugaboo for Cuddy, end quote. Well, you know, I mean, that's his opinion. He's a nice fellow. But I responded in letters to the editor to his statement when he said that on by saying on January 13th of 93, 2 years before, you know, this isn't some bugaboo in my mind. I said Senator Joe Biden had remarked that this is Senator Biden in the confirmation hearings with Warren Christopher in 93. Biden says, quote, the new administration faces two overarching imperatives to foster the creation of a new world order, converting NATO into a military instrument for peacekeeping under UN or CSCE, that's the European, auspices, end quote. So this, you know, this isn't some fiction of my imagination. They're talking literally in these terms. Now, this is part of the power elite's larger plan. But if you're going to do it, you know, if you're going to do something, you have to have a pretext. You got to have a pretext for NATO's involvement in the Balkans. So they had to have one. Well, now let's see. What did they use? Remember now, they planned in advance. They had already set this up. Back in 92, before Clinton even became president, the Carnegie Endowment had a couple of reports. One of them was called Changing Our Ways, America's Role in the New World. This is involved Madeleine Albright and David Gergen, you know, and people like that. And it called for, quote, a new principle of international relations, the destruction or displacement of groups of people within states, that's nations, can justify international intervention. And then they had another one, same year, called Self-Determination in the New World Order. Remember, this is 92. And that called for military intervention, quote, when a self-determination claim triggers an armed conflict that becomes a humanitarian crisis, redefining the principle of non-interference in the internal affairs of states, end quote. Now, if you look at the words, you know, I mean, that's, you know, diplomatic jargon, but if you put those two reports together, that's almost an invitation to the Kosovo Liberation Army to revolt against Milosevic. So you stir up things there. It's a claim of independence, a humanitarian crisis, and so on. And so, logically, what did Milosevic do? His military response to the revolt, you know, let's put down the revolt, led to NATO bombing. I mean, NATO, you know, actually bombed Yugoslavia in March of 1999. But if you want to know what was really going on, like I said, the larger picture, what I've done is I've quoted from the Canadian ambassador to Yugoslavia. His name was James Bissett, and he wrote an article called We Created a Monster. This is back in the Toronto Globe and Mail, July 31 of 2001. And most people, like I said, you won't hear this in the Washington Post, you know, ABC News. What he said in that article, this is a Canadian ambassador, you know, not some right-wing fanatic. He said, quote, long before the bombing, NATO countries were inciting violence in Kosovo and attempting to destabilize the Serbian province. Media reports have revealed that as early as 1998, the CIA, assisted by British Special Armed Forces, were arming and training Kosovo Liberation Army members in Albania to foment armed rebellion in Kosovo. The KLA terrorists were sent back into Kosovo to assassinate Serbian mayors, ambush Serbian policemen, and do everything possible to incite murder and chaos. After bombing Yugoslavia into submission, NATO then stood by and submissively allowed the KLA to murder, pillage, and burn, end quote. Now, like I said, this is a Canadian ambassador, not some, you know, flake somewhere. And basically what he's saying is NATO did all this.
Yeah, because the Kosovo Liberation Army was also a pro-Al-Qaeda. I mean, there was a strong Al-Qaeda influence in that, and certainly in the Muslim contingents that were in Bosnia as well.
Absolutely. So you know, when we talk about, oh, look at those awful terrorists somewhere, this is what the Canadian ambassador is saying. NATO was sponsoring and training these terrorists. And a couple of paragraphs later, just like Dr. Stan said, I said that who were NATO's allies in Kosovo? They were often radical Muslims supported by Osama bin Laden. And so what I put on next was about Javier Solana, because, you know, he's coming at this particular point, at this particular time, to be the political head of NATO. Well, who's Javier Solana? He's a physics instructor in Virginia. You know, back in the 60s, that's all he was. And then he comes back into Spanish politics. But how does somebody who was just a physics instructor in the state of Virginia become political head of NATO? Once again, like Dr. Stan said at the beginning of the program, look for the Cecil Rhodes Group. He was really put into power by Rhodes scholars Bill Clinton, Strobe Talbot, and U.S. Ambassador to Spain, Richard Gardner. Now, remember, Gardner's the one back in 74 who had talked about an end run around national sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece. Well, not long after Solana became political head of NATO, Rhodes scholar General Wesley Clark became military head of NATO. He was that from 97 to 2000. This is the very period when NATO was bombing Yugoslav Serbians into submission. They started that on March 24 of 99. Okay, now Solana is very important. He would more recently visit Israel, Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, Olmert, shortly before the latter's, that's Israel, Olmert's, final push against Hezbollah in Lebanon some months ago, about a year ago.
But this was actually during the war when the Israeli forces had moved in, and they were certainly on the verge of victory, and they managed then to snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory.
Right.
And it was because of Javier Salati putting pressure onto Olmert that, of course, Olmert pulled back. Israel lost the war. Hezbollah was allowed to reform in preparation for the coming battle. So who's giving orders to the head of a sovereign nation? Why, Javier Salata. And where does he get his power? We'll be right back.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
on the American Plains, but he said, I agree with Javier Solana that we should bomb Kosovo. Where does, Solana make up the decisions for NATO and the United States? Why? Because there's an invisible force behind him. Pick the story up there, Dennis, please.
Right. There's an invisible force, and the visible force, of course, is this power elite that put him into power via its puppets, Clinton, Talbot, and Gardner. And so Solana is a very busy fellow, and so more recently, as we were saying before the break, you had this conflict between Hezbollah and Israel. Ehud Olmert, Olmert and Israel forces are doing very well, turning back Hezbollah's efforts. They've been firing rockets. They're making their final push, and all of a sudden he stops. My goodness. Well, what happened was Solana made a little trip down there. He often traveled with Condoleezza Rice around the world, and actually over to Asia as well, I think. So anyway, I think, now remember, the Washington Post didn't say this. I'm surmising here that the reason Olmert backed off at the last second was Solana, who's an agent of the power elite, probably said, he was trying to enforce the larger plan of this Middle East regional economic arrangement through a dialectical process. That's how they work. What he was doing was trying to synthesize Israeli and Arab, that's Jewish and Muslim interests. And so the purpose would be to link that up, this Middle Eastern region, with this Mediterranean regional arrangement, and then that in turn could be linked to the EU and to the U.S. via this transatlantic alliance that I mentioned, which could be linked to NAFTA and CAFTA and FTAA and, the whole bit. And so that's what he probably read in the Riot Act, said, look, you survive Israel because of investments and loans and so on, and those are going to dry up unless you back off and play nice here. And so that's my guess is what happened. And the way they typically do it, the power elite, is they use what's called facilitators, in this case Solana. I mean, this can work in your local school board, too. They do the same thing. They use Solana and employ various Delphi techniques. And what the Delphi technique is, you get this group of people, and what they do is they identify and they try and isolate and then ostracize recalcitrants. They say, well, you don't want to cooperate. You don't want to get along. You don't want to compromise and find a workable solution to which all can agree. That sort of thing. And that's their synthesizing or compromising process. Now, in case you think that whole scenario about linking these arrangements is, just by concoction, or something that, some guy, P.E. Corbett, said back in 42, guess again. More recently, in the 90s, the mid-90s, when most of this is happening, Zbigniew Brzezinski, very powerful person, the director of the first director of the Trilateral Commission, Jimmy Carter's national security advisor, he was, among other big shots, at Mikhail Gorbachev's first State of the World Forum in San Francisco, 95. And there he explained, quote, "We cannot leap into world government through one quick step. The precondition for eventual and genuine globalization is progressive regionalization, because by that we move toward larger, more stable, more cooperative units," end quote. See, that's Israel, Olmert, and the Arabs, cooperative. We want that cooperation. Okay, so in picking up on that term globalization, is the purpose of what they call it. In an article just last year in the Taipei Times, remember, not the Washington Post, the Taipei Times, CFR president, now, you got to wonder, what's the CFR president writing something that's in the Taipei Times, right? So, well, that's because it's for global consumption, but we don't want the American public to know about it. So anyway, the president's name's Richard Haass. He's a Rhodes Scholar, not by accident. And in that piece, in February 21 of 2006, he said, quote, "Globalization implies that sovereignty is not only becoming weaker in reality, but that it needs to become weaker. States, that's nations, must be prepared to cede, C-E-D-E, some sovereignty to world bodies if the international system is to function. Necessity may also lead to reducing or even eliminating sovereignty when a government, whether from a lack of capacity or conscious policy, is unable to provide for the basic needs of its citizens," end quote. Now, what's that translate to? Well, what that can translate to is This can occur if a nation falls into chaos. You know, it falls into chaos. Look at all that chaos going on in the Balkans, you know, Bosnians against Croatians, against Serbia, and all this sort of chaos, right? So we have to have external intervention, right? So on NBC's Nightly News just a few days ago, July 20 of 2007, guess who shows up? Richard Haass. He doesn't come often, but there he was, and we'll get to him after the break.
All right, fine. And, Chris, we'll be right back in just a moment with Dr. Dennis Cuddy.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes and now is helping thousands. The SacroWedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle, and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the SacroWedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The SacroWedgie works when all else fails.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And certainly, if you'd like to read Dr. Cuddy's articles, why, you can see them up at newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. If you'd like to get his books on mental health screening, The Road to Socialism, Cover Up, The Timeline, An Education to the New World Order, certainly a conspiracy, Secret Records Revealed, a little short book, but it's 50 or 60 pages. Fascinating material. And certainly we recommend all of these books, and we're just hoping to get the others back in print. But Dr. Cuddy, you go ahead, pick the story up there.
Okay. briefly, though, first, when you mentioned the mental health screening booklet, a book, I want to emphasize, for some reason, the publisher titled it that just using the term mental health. But actually, in each of those books, Each section is about one-third of it dealing with mental health screening, another third deals with education, and another third of it deals with social control. So there's more than just mental health in those books.
Right.
Now, picking up where I left off before, the CFR president, a very, very busy person, and he doesn't just, you know, pop up anywhere, but this particular night, July 20th, just a few days ago, he shows up on NBC Nightly News and is interviewed by the host, Brian Williams. And Brian asks him, well, you know, what's the hot spot in the world? And he says, Pakistan. He looked directly at Pakistan, and he mentioned that General Pervez Musharraf, the leader there, Army General, may soon fall from leadership, he said. And he then, Haas went on and said he hoped that the Pakistani military, and I refer to them as the thesis, would, he said, compromise, there's your synthesis, with the secular civilian leadership, the antithesis. See, this thesis, the military, the antithesis, the secular civilian leadership, they compromise the synthesis. And he said they would do that to take on the religious extremist Muslims up in Waziristan. That's the northern part, northwestern part of Pakistan. Which is becoming increasingly a haven for Al-Qaeda. You may have seen on the news, they keep emphasizing about the very rocky terrain up there across the border from Afghanistan where Al-Qaeda is regrouping and the Taliban. That's Waziristan. It's in northern or northwestern Pakistan. Now, the thing is, I need to sort of digress here before I continue with my News with Views column. What you have to understand is all of these countries in that area, from Turkey over to Pakistan, are largely Muslim. Turkey just had an election. It elected a Muslim government. They're trying to reassure the secularists, you know, we're not going to establish Sharia law, you know, you'll have your freedom and so on. Well, Pakistan's the same. In fact, even more so. Pakistan is at least 90% Muslim, maybe up to 97, 98% Muslim. And over 50% of those, over 50% are really sympathetic with the extremists. Now, they don't go around, you know, the average person doesn't go around throwing bombs and so on, but they're sympathetic with these Muslim extremists. If you actually had a vote, you know, bring democratic government, they would have a Muslim majority in the government, for sure. Now, the question is, if Haas is right, if Musharraf is going to go soon, chances are he's not going to voluntarily say, you know, I'd like to take a vacation. So a couple of possibilities exist. If he is assassinated by, let's say, an extremist, from the Northwest, you know, an Al-Qaeda sympathizer who's come down, what will probably happen is the number two person in the army behind him will take over. He'll be very much like Musharraf, and he will crack down either on the plotters, just the plotters themselves of the assassination of Musharraf, or he could theoretically go after all of that northern or northwest Waziristan, the training bases, the whole bit. It, you know, it could be either one. But he would have to be careful because, like I said, the sympathizing is largely with the extremists. So if he's assassinated by an Islamic sympathizer in the army, on the other hand, then those in the army sympathetic with the extremists will be in control of nukes, right? So that, you know, that's one possibility you have to watch out for. Now, if Musharraf or the number two guy who replaces him in the army goes after all of them, the Northwest extremists, then the people, of course, don't have arms. You know, civilians don't rise up in revolution because they got lots of weapons. However, what may happen is if enough of the people rally and create a disturbance because they're in sympathy with the extremists, then there is a sizable minority in the army, just like in the ISI, their intelligence service, who actually created the Taliban over there, that are sympathetic with these extremists. And those, the minority in the army, may actually tried to take over themselves through, you know, an assassination of the number two guy if he goes after all of them. So what you may watch out for is something like that happening and a pretext. In other words, someone claiming to be an extremist assassinates Musharraf, and then the whole situation, as I just explained, unfolds. You know, there's a crackdown on the Northwest, and, you know, the people rally in sympathy with the extremists and so forth, and, you know, arms are maybe shipped in, and the minority in the army takes, you know, big chaos. Because if that happens, then there's external intervention. Remember, just like in the Balkans. So, that could be the power elites model. The power elites model could be that military and secular gang up on the religious. That's one possibility. Or maybe the paralegal knows that there would be this Muslim backlash to such action against the extremists in the north, and that, as I said, would throw the nation into chaos, requiring this international intervention, which they've used before, you know, in the Balkans, for example. Now, the paralegal's goal of world government, I say, is often pursued by taking actions that create a certain amount of chaos, not only in Yugoslavia, but obviously Iraq as well, and other places. And that requires or to either requires intervention, international intervention, or to maintain foreign intervention, like the chaos in Iraq, as used by the American government to say, well, this is why we got to stay there. You know, it's the leading battleground against Al-Qaeda. We can't leave now, or, you know, the whole thing blows up. Now, what does that do? Well, if you require foreign intervention or require the maintenance of foreign forces in a particular land, what does that do? Obviously, it undermines national sovereignty. So that fits perfectly with the goal of the Paralegal. And just a geographical note on the side, Waziristan, if you look at a map, is just west of Kashmir. Now, you know, what's Kashmir? It's not, you know, the sweater you're wearing. I'm talking about a geographical region. And Kashmir was something of an obsession with Madeleine Albright's father, whose name was Joseph Korbel, as well as Madeleine Albright. Now, you'd think, I mean, just think for a minute, why would Madeleine Albright and her father be obsessed with a little, you know, tiny dot on the map that has no military great force or whatever? Now, why would they be so interested in that? So pay attention to that area, Kashmir. It's also Kashmir, the general area in which Rhodes Trust member Rudyard Kipling, famous author, he placed his story, The Man Who Would Be King. He wrote a book about that. And it was a lot of Kipling's early books, at least, have swastikas on their cover. If you think about it, it's an elitist symbol. He's before Hitler. Okay, it's before Hitler. Waziristan is also, if you look at it, just south of China. Okay, so it's just what you have is a situation where if you have foreign intervention in that area, especially, that would be a strategic place just south of China, which would fit perfectly strategically for international military activity or presence. In other words, let's say the foreign intervention is U.S., like U.S. assistance of the Pakistani military. What better place to be and have a presence and military activity than just south on the border of China itself? So all of these things you need to pay attention to, and they sort of fit together, as it were.
And I've noticed, for instance, recently there's been talk about possible American military intervention in Pakistan.
Right.
And only recently, now remember, 5.5 years since Osama bin Laden escaped into Pakistan, and of course we couldn't do anything because Pakistan is a sovereign nation, and so we couldn't try to catch the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's the mastermind behind everything. And now 5.5 years later, we're talking about the possibility of American troops actively going into Pakistan. The other thing, Richard Haass, you mentioned, he was, or it probably still is, either the president or chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations and a member of the Trilateral Commission, certainly a member of the power elite. So, and then, of course, we can go back and read Richard Haass's articles 5 years before the 9/11 bombing. And what was he talking about? The threat of terrorism. And he's saying, you know, we're going to have to wait in long lines at the airport, or we're going to have, you know, certainly give up a lot of our freedom. They're going to have to start listening to our telephone calls. All this is going to be necessary to protect us from the wicked terrorists. And this was 5 years before anybody had ever heard of Osama bin Laden or even considered an attack on America. It's almost as if Richard Haass knew in 1996, I should say, exactly what was going to happen on September 11, 2001.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, in advance they plan these things. They almost, you know, come out and tell you what's going to happen. And if you know where to look and you pay attention to what they're saying, you can pretty well see the future. That's why my ears perked up when I saw Haass just happen to show up to be interviewed on the NBC Nightly News itself. I mean, he doesn't do that, you know, often at all. And so this is something you should pay attention to. And so, as Dr. Stan just said, you know, they've been hanging out in Waziristan for a long time. but all of a sudden, right now, is when we just might have to go in there. And so, again, that's not coincidental. So back to the power elite's plan, as I said. The article I wrote with News Reviews is sort of long, but at this point, I say that it's larger. This plan that they have is larger than just linking regional, political, and economic arrangements. As Dr. Stan has often said, it involves a spiritual dimension as well. And remember, just one source, I don't want to beat this, you know, over and over again, but remember back in 1959, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund had this special study report, The Mid-Century Challenged U.S. Foreign Policy. And it said, quote, "We cannot escape and indeed should welcome the task of helping to shape a new world order in all its dimensions." Remember, this is 1959, and the first dimension it lists is spiritual. I mean, it doesn't say political, economic, social, and spiritual, you know, by the way, an afterthought. The first one it mentions is spiritual. Now, in Constance Cumby's article that I referred to, she refers to a Canadian billionaire, Maurice Strong's New Age Connections, and he's the custodian of a group, actually, of New Age ashrams at something called the Baca in Colorado. And the World Service Intergroup, WSI, I refer to them, whose purpose is, quote, "to specifically assist the externalization of the hierarchy and the reappearance of the Christ." That's Maitreya he's referred to. So what I say about the larger plan in this regard is it's facilitated by this new group of world servers that was founded in 1925 by occultist Alice Bailey. She also founded Lucis Trust, which had been formerly Lucifer Publishing, and she founded World Goodwill, Arcane School, and Triangles, another group. Well, in my November 6, 2006 News Reviews column, Religion and World Government Part 3, I refer to this new group of World Service listed members as not just a bunch of wacko weirdos. This site, if you look at it, includes President Jimmy Carter's The Carter Center, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, as well as some other prominent groups. Now, to show how a specific individual fits into this larger plan that I've talking about in this article, I give the name Wayne Peterson, who nobody's heard of, probably. Well, he was near the end of his graduating year back in the early 1960s at the University of Wisconsin. And here's this guy, Wayne Peterson, you know, a senior, 21 years old, average guy, and he's on his way to lunch, to the cafeteria. Well, guess who's there? David Rockefeller. Now, think about it. David Rockefeller, you know, international jet setter, head of Chase Manhattan, you know, standard of the whole Rockefeller family. So do you really think David Rockefeller has nothing better to do than to hang around a college cafeteria? I sort of doubt it. And what you need to do is pay attention to what he's doing here. What he does is he stops Peterson, and he calls him over and says, come here. And he says, wouldn't you like to join the Peace Corps? Well, sure enough, Peterson joins the Peace Corps. He goes down to South America, writes, you know, a social welfare program for one of the nations there. Later on, he comes back, and, you know, Mel Laird is sitting in his living room saying, hey, fella, you know, we've got to get you a job in the government. And pretty soon after, he winds up as one of the directors of the Fulbright Scholarship Program for the federal government. That's a very, you know, important position. Well, what's he also doing? In the meantime, in the early 80s, he's appearing on the Merv Griffin TV show and others, promoting who? Maitreya, of all people. And then if you check on the Freedom Channel radio, what he said on there in his interview, you can check this out, he revealed, quote, "Gorbachev was one of the first to work with Maitreya. Gorbachev does not mind his name used publicly with Maitreya's emergence, seeing him as the reappeared Christ," end quote. Now, this isn't Jesus. You know, this is this New Age Christ. And in early May of 1990, Gorbachev also held a private meeting in Canada, there's Canada again, with one of the leading gurus of the New Age movement, Sri Chinmoy. You can find that in Time magazine. Okay, back to Constance's article. She referred to the World Service Intergroup as being organized in 1995 by Gordon Davidson, husband of Corinne McLaughlin, end quote. Well, what you have to see is who these people are. Davidson worked for Lucis Trust 4 years. He worked with President Clinton's Council on Sustainable Development, which is part of the Power Elite's plan. And the year before Davidson organized this WSI, World Service Intergroup, McLaughlin was coordinator of that council, President Clinton's Council for Sustainable Development. And she and Davidson co-authored this book called Spiritual Politics, forward in there by Dalai Lama, in which they, quote, describe their concept of the divine. This includes reincarnation and transhuman invisible government of spiritual guides. And that's, you know, that's from Publishers Weekly. I got that, a reputable source. Also in her article, Constance referred to Davison and McLaughlin as, quote, organizers of the Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S, you know, like the dog, community. Well, the point I'm making about the larger picture, it shows their influence on the federal government. In the spring of 92 edition of the Sirius Journal, one reads that, quote, over 500 New Age spiritual groups in the Washington, D.C. area, there are that many, and they do regular meditations to send light, you know, as in Lucifer, to the city and its government. A new government employee's meditation service coordinates weekly meditations in the Pentagon, Environmental Protection Agency, and the Department of Education, with new groups starting in other agencies. Corinne leads some of the weekly meditations, end quote. Now, I'm sure, you know, they wouldn't say they're Luciferians, but when they, you know, the capital L, light, and so forth, read, you know, Alice Bailey's works and see what this might mean. All right, in June of 98, Mary Ellen Withrow, Treasurer of the U.S., you know, this isn't like some little bureaucrat somewhere, Treasurer of the U.S. was the keynote speaker at McLaughlin's Spirituality at Work Conference, which was sponsored by Davidson's and McLaughlin Center for Visionary Leadership. Okay, Constance goes on and concludes her article by referring to the New Age influence of Canadians Maurice Strong and former Prime Minister Paul Martin. Well, the Parolee's larger plan regarding spirituality involves a synthesis of all religions into what they would call a common faith, like the title of John Dewey's, humanist John Dewey's 1934 book. And prominent Canadians have played a significant part of that. One is Dorothy MacLean. She was formerly with British Intelligence, and in the 1990s she was president of the New Age Canadian Laurian Association. I got her, you know, a tape of her saying she says, you know, she likes to talk to the peas and carrots. You know, they do stuff like that. The first head of the World Health Organization was a Canadian psychiatrist, DeBrock Chisholm.
Hey, but Dennis, I hate to tell you, we're out of time. We're going to have to pick this up next week. Our guest has been Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Get his article, read it, understand. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Bye-bye.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork.
Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and Sydney, there are many, many things going on that people really don't understand unless they get into the spiritual element of this. Dr. Cuddy was talking about a book by Wayne Peterson. Well, we carry that book. We don't actually have it listed in our catalog, but I think it's Unusual People, Unusual Times, something like that. You can always order it through Radio Liberty, even though the girls probably won't know what you're talking about. Wayne Peterson and many, many people involved with the occult are now living in Hamilton, in Sydney, just outside of Las Vegas, and they're waiting for the return of Maitreya. They know he's coming. Many of them have met Maitreya, this person who will be the Antichrist, and he is, of course, one of these beings who can cover both dimensions. He comes from the dark side, and he's been here. He's visited with Wayne Peterson. Fascinating book, and we certainly recommend it to you. Unusual People or Amazing People, Amazing Times. Anyway, if you'd like to get a copy and read something written by somebody who's deeply involved in the occult, it's there. We have other books written by Manly P. Hall, Lost Keys of Freemasonry, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, The Secret Destiny of America, where they will tell you, of course, that America was founded one day to lead the world to the New World Order, the New World Religion. So this is why there's been two forces in America, one the Christian, the other the occult, the demonic, the satanic. Originally the Christian element was predominant. Today the satanic is predominant, and that's why we are fighting over in Iraq and Afghanistan, and why our boys are not allowed to try to win the war. It's just going to keep going and maybe extend it to Pakistan and maybe extend into Iran. Who knows what's going to happen? All I know is that I believe that we're going to find God's judgment coming out of this country because our people have turned against God. And, of course, we hope that many of you out there will want to get my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the Forbidden Secret. It's available either DVD or VHS and comes with a syllabus. I certainly want to get the DVDs on the secret mysteries of America's beginnings, the riddles in stone, the secret architecture of our nation's capital. The DVD that was a talk given by Chris Pinto when he was here with us, going into the background of this belief that America is the lost Atlantis. And, of course, that is the Atlantis connection. The DVD with Constance Cumby. An excellent talk she gave when she was with us here, where we call it the emergence. She talks about the coming of the Chosen One who will rule the world, and they believe he's coming is imminent, and so do I. We have a four CD set of my interviews with Constance to begin to introduce you to these things. We have a great four tapes out of the Military Commission Act, and you have to understand the blueprint for dictatorship is there. You need to get our material on the concentration camps and the videos we have of the concentration camps, and certainly you can get our concentration camp special. They really do intend the dictatorship in America because there are people who look at the world differently than you and I do. And they're all available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Have you made your preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead and whether it's going to be an epidemic they're going to produce or chemical, biological, nuclear attack? You need to have food and water on hand. Do you have a water purifier like a Berkey? Do you have water storage barrels? Do you have your emergency food on hand? And if you don't, let me urge you to make your preparations now. If you need a catalog, we'll send you one. If you have your catalog, just go ahead and get it filled out. Don't put it off. I don't know when it's going to happen, but we're on the verge of something big. Our number 1-800-544-8927. We'll be right back here at Radio Liberty.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
You are listening to GCN.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and certainly the views of our guest. And this afternoon we have with us Deanna Spingola. Deanna writes frequent articles for newswithviews.com, and I always enjoy them, but I enjoyed one tremendously because it's fitting in certainly with some of the research I'm doing, going to the fact that there's been a secret group that has controlled America going back over 100 years. And this, of course, gets into the Rockefeller family and their power over every aspect of our government. Now, they play this down. Oh, we've got a couple of Rockefellers, one in the Senate, I think one in the House today. But down through the decades, the Rockefeller family has played a very important part in every aspect of our society. And Deanna has actually discussed a lot of the things we're known 100 years ago. That I seldom mention today about America's royal family. Deanna, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
So you just go ahead and pick up, you know, what you'd written about. I thought it was fascinating, and every American should know this. It was known 50 or 75 years ago, and then literally blotted out from our reality.
Right. The name of my article is entitled, The Rockefellers, Founding Fathers of the New World Order. And as you mentioned, people used to know about this. In fact, Congress used to hold hearings and try to eliminate their influence in politics and in business. And they were pretty successful in getting the Sherman Antitrust legislation passed. But now we never hear anything about this, and of course I think that's because the media is wholly owned by the people who support the Rockefellers and their one world globalist agenda. And certainly the Rockefellers, although they've never really been in politics per se, with the exception of Jay Rockefeller, and then I think Nelson Rockefeller was vice president for a short time, they actually own the politicians. They don't need to be a politician. I think Nelson Rockefeller once made the comment that he didn't need to be president because he already had everything he needed. He could run the presidency without having the all of the headaches that went with it. And you have written quite a lot about the the secret societies. In fact, I've enjoyed your last four articles on the what was actually behind the 9/11 situation. And basically, everything that happens in this country, everything that happens in politics, everything that happens in business is directed by the secret societies, the secret shadow government that we have in this country that the majority of the people are unaware of. And I think that so many people have a great deal of dissatisfaction with what is going on in America, and yet they can't, they're looking at various issues like the illegal immigration situation without looking at the entire picture, without recognizing that this is just a small part of a huge agenda.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Deanna. And the thing is that we've got to get people to think. We've got to get them to challenge. We've got to ask, get them to ask why. Now, you've done a lot of research, and so have I, so we can short-circuit their learning for many years. It took me 45 years to learn what I've learned, and I don't know how long you've been at this, but we need to get the people to begin to think and question and really be concerned.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with the Divided Kingdom."
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Deanna's been golden. Go right ahead, Deanna. You were just telling us why it was that you, of course, had written this article about the Rockefellers and their influence in America today.
All right. One of the ways that they influenced America is medicine, education, and just about every aspect of our life was that they developed foundations. They took their money was like taking their money from one pocket and putting it into another pocket. They still had control of the money, but they could use the money tax-free in a tax-exempt foundation to influence philosophy, to influence thought, to develop think tanks. In fact, some of the most supposedly conservative think tanks in America are actually funded by the Rockefeller Foundation.
But then some of the most liberal ones, so they can fund the liberals, the conservatives, the right, the left, of both political parties. So there really isn't that much difference between, in actuality, between the policies of the Republican Party and the Democrat Party. They argue back and forth, but if you look and see what they do and what the Republicans have done since they came into power, they simply continued Bill Clinton's legacy.
Exactly, and it's really a distraction. The political debate and the political talking and criticizing of parties, it's just distracting for the American public. And you mentioned that people were very, very unhappy. And for instance, there's a big campaign to impeach Bush and Cheney. And we've had people march to Conyers' office, and he is the chairman of the Judicial Committee, has already created the articles of impeachment, and yet he will not go forward, in spite of the fact that he has a million signatures on a petition, in spite of the fact that every 30 seconds he gets a call, his office gets a call, asking for impeachment. And we have to wonder, we have to say, why doesn't he go ahead? Why is there reticence on his part to go ahead? And I think, okay, does somebody know, do his controllers know something about him that they would divulge if he were to go forward? Because you know that somebody who goes against the agenda can wind up in rehab as a pedophile. They can wind up dead in an airplane crash. They can wind up in a very difficult situation.
They can end up in jail. They'll actually plant people within the congressman's office to get dirt on him, and then they'll perjure themselves, and as they did with the Traficant, Congressman Traficant, they sent him to prison.
Oh, right, that's very sad.
And they did the same thing with George Hanson, congressman, a very moral congressman from Idaho, I interviewed many times.
Really?
And they sent him to prison and tortured him for 10 years, and then finally they said, oh, we made a mistake. Sorry, George, and they let him go. Now he's broken in health, he's financially bankrupt, you know, but the American people never knew.
No,
they said, you know, we had no authority to send you to prison. Gee, we're so sorry about the torture, and most people never heard the story, but he told the congressman, and many of the congressmen know what happened to George Hanson, and they're not going to speak out.
Of course. It only takes one example to make everybody else, to put everybody else into a silent mode. And the people in charge have the authority to make these things happen.
Right.
They control the police, they control the FBI, the CIA, every police force. For instance, Corey Rowe, who is the producer of Loose Change, it's a very well-known video about 9/11.
Yes, sir.
Was arrested today.
He was? Under what guise?
The Army is saying that he deserted.
He was Army deserter?
Yes. They arrested him, saying that he was still in the Army and that he was absent without leave. And typically, the Army does not go after deserters. In fact, maybe they go after about 1%. But I think they have targeted him because of the popularity of the video that he's associated with.
Well, that could very well be true. But this is the sort of thing that unfortunately does happen in America. What most Americans don't understand is that in our country, which we look upon as the freest nation in the world, there are today over 7 million Americans who either are in prison, probation, or parole. Proportionally, that is far more than they have in communist China today. Let's go right ahead, Deanna.
Speaking of China, I just got back from China on July the 3rd.
You did?
I did.
What did you think of it?
You know, it's a beautiful country. I was on a tour group, and of course we had a guide. This is a very, very nice Chinese gentleman.
I'm sure that they had somebody who was listening to everything that he said and that you said as well.
You know, it's kind of amazing. I did not feel scrutinized. I did not feel like we were being watched. In fact, we had to take some airplane flights within the country. We actually landed in Shanghai and stayed there for a couple of days, and then we flew out because we were going to go to on a tour down the Yangtze River for 4 days on a cruise. And when we got to the airport, I anticipated that I would have to take off my shoes, produce a quart-sized bag with all my liquids, you know, put everything, just lay out everything in my baggage. And it was shocking. They didn't care. They didn't, no shoes. They said, oh, no, you don't need to do that. We went through security quickly. And they were very, very helpful. People went through security. I had a friend that went with me who had knee surgery and has a fake joint in her knee. And whenever she goes through the metal detector, they always flag her down. And they have to grope her and do the wands and all that other stuff. And it was just so much easier in China. We did not see we didn't even see any military people. No military people. And at one point on this tour, somebody on the bus, I was with a group of 46 people, and someone said, how do you join the Communist Party here in this country? And the guy said, well, first of all, you have to be brainwashed. And then he said, you must understand that I went to government schools. So whatever I tell you is going to be their perception of what we're supposed to believe. But he was very aware that he was not living in a free country, that you did that they were brainwashed. You know, they don't have any guns over there. They don't have any. Nobody owns a gun, and so they're aware that they're not free, which is so different than in this country, because we believe we're free, and yet we are more restricted when we take a flight. When we go to the airport, we have more restrictions placed upon us than they do in China.
Of course, that's because we have to defend ourselves against the Al-Qaeda, which, of course, everybody's forgotten that we finance. We finance the Al-Qaeda movement when we recruited the people to come in to fight against the Soviets in the 1980s. And we certainly financed Al-Qaeda because we financed the resistance in Kosovo, which was Al-Qaeda. We financed them, of course, in Bosnia. Why were we, you know, backing the Al-Qaeda-backed rebels in both Bosnia and in Kosovo? And as late as the year 2000, in fact, we're still backing them in Kosovo today.
Right.
People really don't understand that the war on terror really is not a war, against Al-Qaeda. It is to get the American people used to being regulated and regimented, because if it was really a war on terror, they would have closed the southern border long ago to keep the terrorists out. They've refused to do it. They know that it's a scam, but they can't tell the American people that. Why, we might begin to object to this idea. We're going to have to give up all of our freedom to protect our freedom from the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's living in a cave. Well, let's get back to the Rockefellers, though, because I really think this is such an important issue, because they planned this whole thing, and you can actually read an essay that was written in 1996 by Richard Haass. We'll be glad to send it to anybody. Today he's the chairman of Rockefeller's Council on Foreign Relations, but he wrote this essay in 1996 saying, we're going to have a terrorist attack in America. We're going to have long lines getting into government buildings and airports. we're going to have to get used to having our phones tapped and be regulated and regimented in this coming war on terrorism. And he was writing 5 years before the September 11th attack. It was all planned long ahead of time. They just needed an incident to convince the American people. If anybody would like to see that article, why it was originally published in the Washington Post, all copies have disappeared. But fortunately, we have a copy of the essay that appeared in the Palm Beach Post, I think it was. But we have the article. And, of course, everything that has happened since that time was pretty laid up by Richard Haass, who today is the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, either the president, a member of the Trilateral Commission. So they know exactly what the future holds. And I don't think they're clairvoyant.
No.
I think it's all staged. Yeah, so much of what goes on, like Lamus Nandy, Laurel and Hardy, Martin and Lewis, they know how to manipulate the American people and create our reality. We'll be back in just a moment with Deanna Spingola right here at Radio Liberty. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective NoBio deodorant, has now discovered their unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Deanna was simply talking about the medium and sort of suggesting that within the talk show media today, we have some of the finest and most effective talk show hosts that money can buy, and they specifically do not tell the public the truth about what's going on, and as a result, so many people really don't understand these other forces working behind the scenes. So you pick the story up there, Deanna.
And so many times, people think, the people who listen to so-called conservative talk radio, feel that they are well-informed. They consider themselves conservative against, as opposed to those terrible, immoral liberals. And they feel that they're patriotic. They feel like they're doing their duty by sending their sons off to war, not realizing the numbers of people that have been killed in Iraq and in Afghanistan. They feel patriotic. And a lot of the talk show hosts promote this patriotism.
Well, I think, but you see, I'm patriotic too, but being patriotic doesn't mean you're going to back an unjust war.
Exactly. It means that you question your government. Being patriotic means that you're not afraid to hold your government accountable for what they are doing in your name. But you see, I think the word patriotism, like so many other words, have been amended to promote a certain feeling that, well, who said it best? Patriotism is the last resort of the scoundrel.
Right.
Right. And that's what it is. To get people who think they're doing what is good for America, they're pro-American, and unfortunately, they're brainwashed. And it's a very sad thing. And the military, especially, I think, those who particularly the newer inductees, I think they have very good intentions. Because they're just not aware of what the real agenda is. And they don't realize that what they're fighting for has absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with freedom. And I often hear people saying, oh, we're fighting for our freedom. Well, we're not fighting for our freedom. Our freedom was won and is in the process of being completely gone. But our freedom was won in the American Revolution. And we're not fighting for our freedom.
And I think it's so important that people understand that basically what is happening in Iraq and in Afghanistan today is largely a diversion. And as our attention is diverted to what's going on over there, as we fight another no-win war, aware of course in Afghanistan, we're financing the Pakistani government that's funding the Pakistani ISI, that's funding the Taliban that are killing our boys, or in Afghanistan where they've sent our boys inadequate numbers, inadequate supplies, and our military can try as hard as they can, but without, you know, a massive increase in men, without a massive increase, of course, in the ability to control what's going on without the backing of the government. Why we're never going to win this war. We didn't have enough men when we went in. We didn't have the right supplies when we went in. We didn't have the right tactics when we went in. Everything was done to destabilize the country, and then we wonder why we have a mess there. But it's a great diversion, and as our attention is diverted overseas, why we're losing our freedom here at home. In the name, of course, of protecting ourselves from those people who want to take away our freedom.
And they have no ability to take away our freedom. The Iraqis have no ability to impact our freedom. And as far as winning a war, what is it they're trying to win?
I think it's a very, very legitimate question. Yes, there'll be terrible suffering there when we pull out, but we never should have gone in and destabilized that. And the longer we stay, the more people will die. And, of course, now they're talking about a war in Kurdistan with the Turks, and we go from bad to worse. And now we're talking about sending American troops into Pakistan, American troops into nuclear Pakistan. If we destabilize that country, why, it could very well be taken over by the radical form of Islam, who would now have large numbers of nuclear-tipped weapons, and certainly many, many, of course, ballistic missiles that are built by communist China with American technology. Doesn't that make you feel good? And remember when Bill Clinton gave the Chinese communists the technology so they could accurately target their weapons with our technology? And where's the outcry?
Well, you know, it was Rockefeller that set up the whole communist, that set open the relationship with the communists through Nixon.
Amen to
that. Nixon was their agent. And before Nixon went over there, I think that was in 72, Kissinger went over there and met with...
Hold up, that will be right back in just a moment.
Okay.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour. And only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iOtterol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protection of thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is the Fat Loss Patch. The Fat Loss Patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the Fat Loss Patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Well, Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Deanna Spingle, and she was commenting that it was in 1973 that David Rockefeller had gone over to China and had meetings with many of the Communist Party officials. But you must understand that the each of our presidents is beholden to the Rockefellers. Certainly when John Kennedy became the president in 1960, suddenly appointed a man he had never met to be the Secretary of State. Who was he? He was Dean Rusk. He was the president of the Rockefeller Foundation. And he served as Secretary of State for 7 or 8 years, and then returned to become president of the Rockefeller Foundation. And then you have, of course, the next presidency after in 1968, Richard Nixon. He appoints a man he doesn't know, he doesn't even like. His name was Henry Kissinger, who was a personal employee of Nelson Rockefeller, to become the Secretary for the National Security Advisor and Secretary of State. And then, of course, not too long after that, we have Jimmy Carter as president. And, of course, he selects Zbigniew Brzezinski, who's the employee of David Rockefeller, to become National Security Advisor and the most powerful man in the Carter administration. So this is sort of the way things go. But the average American doesn't understand due to the Deanna.
Right, and Carter was actually chosen by Rockefeller they were looking for a Southern politician, and he was just an unknown peanut farmer who happened to be the governor, and they chose him, and he became a charter member of the Trilateral Commission, and he was chosen to be the president, period. And he was, and he took his marching orders from them, but he had something else going for him. He was supposedly a Christian, and so what happened when he was campaigning is that he appealed to a lot of Christians who had felt ignored by both political parties. And so he brought in a lot of these Christian people who backed him, because he did have a soft-spoken Southern manner. He looked very, there was such a difference in his presence. Like, he would wear a sweater, he's very casual. It made people feel comfortable. He was kind of, presented himself like a man of the people. And it fooled a lot of people, because he did a lot of very wicked things under the tutelage of his controllers. Correct?
Hey, absolutely. You'll find people from the Rockefeller interests, and certainly from the Council on Foreign Relations or the Trilateral Commission, they are always in positions of power. They're always the Secretary of State. They're always the head of the CIA. They're always the chief of staff there for the president. They are always certainly working in the Defense Department to key positions. And, you would think that, with all the people we have in America, we could find somebody who wasn't under the Rockefeller tutelage, but I guess there really aren't any smart people out there that they don't effectively control.
Right, and this is in every administration. Since about 1945,
right,
they have been in every administration. Well, the CFR was founded in 1921 by Rockefeller, and that organization has had journalists, scholars, businessmen, everybody of importance across the board from various functions in our country. And so a lot of the people from the CFR are incorporated into every administration. And even people who say, oh, I'm not going to have those people in my administration, they do. A lot of the politicians campaign and say they're going to do this or they're going to do that. And then as soon as they get into position, as soon as they're elected or as soon as they're installed, they do exactly what they're told by the Rockefeller agenda.
Isn't that amazing? It really is. Ronald Reagan promised the American people that he would never be the same as Jimmy Carter and have all these people from the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations in his administration, and he turned right around and brought them all in, and they dominated his administration.
I mean,
it's just amazing. And of course, he'd promised he would never have George Bush as his vice president, and ended up selecting him. And George Bush really ran everything after the attempt on Reagan's life. He got the message, and if he was quiet, he could be president. Otherwise, next time they'd bring in a better shot. Is it just coincidence out of all the people in the entire country that the man who shot Ronald Reagan just happened to be the son of a very close friend of the Bush family?
Yes, Hinckley. Very close friends. Is that not a coincidence?
Boy, there's so many coincidences out there. You just wonder how they could all happen just by accident.
Exactly. And, you know, it's either a coincidence or it's a conspiracy. And if people think that all the history since about 1900 has been coincidental, they really aren't paying attention. They're not reading. They're not studying. And there's such a distraction. The media causes such a distraction. We have so many people are hooked up to their cell phone or to their iPod or to their Game Boys or, you know, all the electronic fun toys. And it's all a distraction.
Sure. So like the average American, you ask them who the richest people are in America, they'll tell you?
Gates.
Bill Gates?
Yeah, Bill Gates.
I mean, of course, they never would mention the Rockefellers who make Bill Gates and Warren Buffett look like pikers.
Exactly.
I mean, they have so much money. I mean, we're talking about literally hundreds of billions of dollars in assets, but you're never going to hear that mentioned by, certainly by people like Rush Limbaugh.
Of course
or Brian
not.
Williams, you know.
Because they are in their employ. And 50 years ago, the Rockefellers, David Rockefeller had 100 homes. And something like 2,500 servants, and billions and billions and billions of dollars. And you have to say, why can't people just be satisfied with having sufficient for their needs? What is it that provokes people to want more? They're insatiable, and it's power. It's power, and I think that's why the war is being fought. It's power. It's destabilization. If he can destabilize, and we are being destabilized right now. This country is being destabilized by a number of factions. And that is what it's all about. If he can destabilize Iraq, Afghanistan, Canada, Mexico, a lot of the countries in South America, there's a book, Globalization of Poverty, and that's what it's about. It's about making everybody else poor. It is a very sad fact that a rich person who has more money than anybody could possibly need or want, has more money, would want to have everybody else be poverty-stricken.
Well, I think there's the real driving force behind this is they want a world government that they control.
Exactly.
But behind that are powerful spiritual forces, and I think that is really what almost everybody who writes or discusses this has missed, that there has been a powerful spiritual force behind the Rockefeller family going back well over 100 years. And it is this spiritual force that has energized them, and when they begin seeing people like Stephen Rockefeller, who was certainly the son of Nelson Rockefeller, but one of the leaders of this whole world occult movement. You see, and of course, you can trace this back, and you can go into what the Rockefeller Foundation has been doing to undermine Christianity, was certainly what Lawrence Rockefeller did, publishing a book written by one of the leading occultists in our country, a woman named, Barbara Mark Subbert, and Winthrop Rockefeller with the largest collection of pornography in the world. And, of course, you get into the background of the Rockefeller family. I really believe they've been energized by these occult forces ever since the days of old John Dee. But nobody wants to talk about that.
Well, the Rockefeller Foundation is the one that financed Kinsey.
Right.
And all of his perverse kinds of things. And... If if a government agency says that something is okay, no matter how immoral it is, no matter how wrong it is, some people just think, oh, well, the government said it's okay, so it must be okay. And as far as the like the Lucia Foundation and Marie Strong, who was the what did he do in 1970?
Well, he was the number. First of all, he was of course the Secretary General of the first Earth Summit, the
Right, in 72.
The third Earth Summit meeting. He's certainly very close to the Rockefellers. He was the Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations until
right.
he thought he had his hand in the cookie jar, and a man with billions of dollars at his disposal that he owned. For $1 million or $2 million, he was able to get crookedly from Saddam Hussein on the oil for food or whatever it was program. He was actually forced to flee, and he's living in communist China today. He was he would sacrifice everything for $1 million, but he's got billions of dollars.
All right.
I mean, these people give immorality a bad name.
Sure. But he's behind the Earth Charter. And, there's a lot of names. Let's see. Excuse me. There's a Gaia Institute, and there's a there's a Lucifer Publishing Company. It's located in New York City.
That's called the Lucius Trust, then.
Right, and it's associated with an Episcopal Cathedral of St. John the Divine, which is the home of the Gaia Institute, and. This cathedral has a lot of very, very, very big donors that support it, like the American Express Company, CBS, Chase Manhattan, Colgate-Palmolive, David Rockefeller Foundation, Donald Trump, FEMA, Goldman Sachs, the Hearst Corporation, J.P. Morgan, Merrill Lynch, Michael Huffington, Christopher Forbes, Lawrence Rockefeller, Stephen Rockefeller, Robert D. Rothschild, Mary D. C. Rockefeller, Philip Morris, Prudential Insurance, Rockefeller Center Properties, Texaco, the New York Stock Exchange, the Rockefeller Group. They are supporting something that is totally against Christianity.
Now, are you speaking of the Church of the St. John the Divine or what?
Yeah.
All right,
which is the home of the Gay Institute, which promotes a female Christ.
Sometimes you think you must be crazy. How could all these people be supporting something so absurd? But it really isn't absurd. If you believe in the occult, you could believe in a female Christ. Anything, of course, to disparage traditional Christianity, which they hate.
Right, right. Right, and they do support all of this, and they promote it with their money. And people who are searching for answers, who may not have a good foundation, perhaps they just have not, a lot of homes are not structured the way that my home was structured when I was growing up. There's a lot of divorce, a lot of homes just don't have the strong foundation. And so young people, believe they're going to believe in the Earth Charter. They are going to believe that the creation is more important than the creator. And that is what this whole, is called an Ark of Hope, which is in the Interfaith Center in New York. And the Earth Charter is in this Ark of Hope.
Which is, of course, really sort of a Luciferian counterpart of the Ark of the Covenant.
Right.
It's an inside joke from their point of view. And they look upon the Earth Charter as the new Ten Commandments for the world. Just as the Ten Commandments in the Ark of the Covenant was the old Ten Commandments, so the new Earth Charter is the new Ten Commandments. And that's why it goes in the Ark of Hope. It is the hope of the world. That this Luciferian document will come to be accepted by people all around the world.
And they have organizations in all the states. And they're teaching a lot of this stuff to children. And it is all funded by the Rockefellers.
Well, they certainly have their hands in just about
everything. They have their hands in everything.
Everything wrong. In fact, We have a book we published. We didn't publish it. It was published back in 1958, but we've actually kept it in print, called Foundations, Their Power and Influence. It tells you what the Rockefeller Foundation was doing, how they were very involved in bringing communism to China,
right,
funding the Kinsey Foundation, undermining our educational program, pushing the United Nations, destroying the love which every American should have for this country.
Well, that's one of the first things that Rockefeller established, was he backed the educational system. He backed the, let's see, what's the name of that? He set up the educational, he backed John Dewey, who was a Marxist educator. He is the one that got the money established for the National Education Association, which is a lobby, a very strong lobby. And he gave substantial funding to institutes of higher learning, including the colleges that teach the teachers. So he's starting right at the foundation. You teach the teachers what you want the teachers to teach the kids. And, of course, children always look to their teachers as the authority in everything. And so if you can own the schools of education and promote a socialistic, fascist mentality, you're going to have a lot of progressive, non-traditional education and permissiveness. And you're not going to focus on education. You're going to focus on things that don't teach people how to think, but teach people what to think. They produce the textbooks, and they spent millions of dollars to promote these textbooks and to control education, because he says, you know, those who control education will, over a period of several generations, control a nation. And that is what they're doing. They also bankrolled the Union Theological Seminary and the Federal Council of Churches. So you're going to impact religion.
And this is one reason why we're in so much trouble in America, is because so many of our young ministers really don't understand theology. I mean, they don't understand the very nature of God and our relationship with God.
Right.
And they don't really believe in the infallibility of the scriptures. And they do not believe in the fear of God or in ultimate judgment for each and every one of us. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program here at Radio Liberty.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, you would like to get more information on this subject, why we carry the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, written back in 1978, as I remember. No, 1958. By Vennie Wormser, who was the counsel for the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations and their subversive activities. So that's the book, again, is Foundations, Their Power and Influence, available from Radio Liberty. And then, of course, the key book to understanding so much of what we're talking about is Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, written by Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor. The book was actively suppressed for many years. It is available today from Radio Liberty. It's 1,342 pages. But it is pivotal to understand what's going on, the great tax-exempt foundations, the centralization of power in the hands of a few very wealthy people who fund the right and the left, the conservatives, the liberals, and they sneer at you out there because you're so stupid, you can't figure out what they're doing. Well, of course, believe me, a lot of people can't figure out. It's not a matter of stupidity. It's a matter of deceit and deception, and these people are masters of deceit. Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. Foundations, Their Power and Influence, and Brotherhood of Darkness, my book and or DVD, and then my talk on The Forbidden Secret, which is available on DVD or VHS, and you get with the syllabus. And you really, it's sort of nice to have the syllabus because we give you this various speeches, president speeches, and where he talks about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm. And he used the phrase twice in his first inaugural speech. Have you ever heard anybody ask who the angel is who rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm? And that's why we're over fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq today, and why we may soon be fighting in Pakistan and soon fighting in Iran, despite the fact that we can't afford it. We're having to borrow over $3 billion a day to pay our bills. We're on a one-way trip towards the destruction of our currency, and everybody out there in this listening audience, most are going to lose everything you have in the way of wealth, and many of you will lose your homes and your jobs and your pensions and your future. Understand what's going on. Please learn and study and then join us in this epic struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, because behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk, Forbidden Secret, and then, of course, Tragedy and Hope, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, and if I could make a suggestion, Chris Pinto's wonderful DVDs, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, the talk that Chris gave for us here in Santa Cruz, entitled The Atlantis Connection, talk that Constance Cumby gave for us, The Emergence, and the 4-tape set of my interviews with her. If you've not made preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead, let me suggest you, get one of our emergency food catalogs and our health food, our health catalog. If you have your emergency catalog, do not put off making arrangements that you will be able to look after yourself. You need to have a water filter of some sort. We do carry the big Berkeys. If you really need to have a major barrels, you need to have pumps to get the water out of the barrels. You need the things that are necessary for your survival in the difficult times that lie ahead. And then, of course, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection, because we are on the front lines of this very real struggle.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there's the Fat Loss Patch. The Fat Loss Patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
Radio Network, I'm Greg Moore. President Bush has been briefed by his Blue Ribbon panel looking at ways to ensure wounded troops get better medical care. Correspondent Mark Smith.
The panel was launched after reports of wounded vets languishing at a Washington military hospital, but it uncovered widespread frustration and delays in delivering treatment. Meeting with commission leaders, the president said American heroes deserve better.
It's amazing how courageous our men and women are.